This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. As the subprime mortgage crisis deepens, the summer of 2007 has become a painful time to sell a home. Real estate prices keep falling. Potential buyers are being squeezed by rising interest rates and tightening lending rules, and they seem content to wait on the sidelines. One place that never saw the irrational exuberance of some other housing markets is Kansas City. Still, even there, homes are sitting on the market for months to the great frustration of sellers. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Amy and John Casconi love their four-bedroom detached house in Kansas City's northern suburbs. Unfortunately, they both work in the extreme southern part of the city. Sitting in their spacious living room with brand new wall-to-wall carpeting, Amy says her commute is about an hour each way, and John's is almost 50 minutes.
My husband and I finally came to our senses after our two children were born, and we decided that we needed to just live closer to where we work.
But they've been unable to move closer to where they work because for the last 14 months, nobody wants to buy their house. Their two-level wood frame house was built in 1995. A gas fireplace separates the living room from a spacious modern kitchen. Upstairs, there's a jacuzzi. Around the block, the development has an Olympic-sized swimming pool and tennis courts. Originally, the Casconis were asking $259,000, and they thought they'd have no problem selling. Eventually, they ratcheted down the price to $245,000.
We were almost embarrassed to hold our heads up in the neighborhood. It was so cheap. And yet still we got no traffic or very little traffic.
So they've now decided to finish the basement and market the house as a five-bedroom. Amy says the selling process has taken a toll on them. She hates never knowing when a real estate agent might call wanting to bring a prospective buyer to see the house.
It's terrible because at 6 o'clock in the morning when you're running out the door for work, you're having to Windex all the windows. You're having to keep it in show condition every single day of the week when you may only get one showing every 8 weeks. So to keep the house ready to sell when nobody ever walks through it it's very mentally, physically taxing, to say the least.
Amy Casconi says she hasn't been able to relax for the last 14 months. And still, they haven't received a single offer on their house. The Casconis concede that they're a bit stubborn. Real estate agents say that in this market, sellers need to make concessions. That's code for slashing their prices. But John says he'd rather put up with a two-hour commute each day than give his house away. All the way across Kansas City in Lenexa, real estate agent Charles Wilson is standing in the kitchen of a two-year-old townhouse. Behind him, sliding glass doors lead onto a small wooden patio.
This is a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, three-bath unit on the lake. Very good condition, and in a normal market, this would probably sell in 2 or 3 days. Okay? It's a fantastic property. I'm just very, very surprised that it hasn't sold.
The list price is $180,000, and it's been on the market for a little more than a month. Wilson, who's been selling real estate for 23 years, says people who don't have equity in their homes are in a difficult position right now, and so are the banks holding those loans. This year, Wilson says he started to see what are called short sales, where the property sells for less than the mortgage. The lender is then asked to absorb the difference. He says he's negotiating three of these deals right now.
And in the past, have you been seeing many
Never.
Short sales?
Never. 23 years, no. Never. And maybe the mortgage company's created this monster. I don't know. But it's going to be this way for a while, you know.
Despite the difficulties facing sellers here, Ken Fears, an economist at the National Association of Realtors, says Kansas City is actually one of the healthier real estate markets. Sales are falling, prices are down slightly, but this area didn't have the huge run-up in prices that occurred in some other parts of the country. Still, Fears says the bottom isn't in sight yet.
I think for the market to come back again, for sales to pick up, we'll have to see a little bit more concession on prices.
There's that phrase again, concession on prices, something sellers all across the country dread hearing. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Kansas City.